Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Drew. I do need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
My name is James Benfield. I've been called twice, and I was all the way down to random questions, and the phone went out on me.
All righty.
203-58-8260.
All right. And Mr. Benfield, what is your date of birth?
4-7-62.
And your mother's maiden name?
Hallington.
All right. And do you have a driver's license? No. Okay, so it looks like you have a non-driver's ID. You want direct deposit if you are approved for benefits?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, yes, sir.
All righty. And what is it? It is. And what's a good mailing address?
1411 Daly Street. Brewton, Alabama.
And what's the zip code?
36426.
All right. And is your home address and mailing address the same?
Yes, sir.
And has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, sir.
And what's a good phone number to reach you at?
251-363-1132.
All right. And just to confirm, I have that mailing address is 1411 Daly Street, Brewton, Alabama, 36426.
Right.
All righty. So now I'm going to ask you a series. Oh, didn't ask me those. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, sir.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
Yes, sir. Laid off.
All right. Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No, it was. I worked for Scott Bridge since the last time I filed, yes, sir.
Okay, and have you worked since the, in the meantime, since the last time you filed?
No.
You have not worked since the last time?
The last time I filed last year, yeah, I was working at Scott Bridge.
And did you find a job while you were filing that unemployment claim?
Yes, sir. I went to work at Scott Bridge Company. I just got laid off Friday.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, sir.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, sir.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, sir.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, sir.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, sir.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, sir.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring call?
Through unemployment services.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, sir.
All right, what was your job title at Scott Bridges?
Laborer.
And was that in construction?
Yes, sir.
And are you looking for work in that same occupation?
Yes, sir.
All righty. And do you remember a good phone number for that company?
Not right off, no, sir.
All right. And when did you start working for the company?
June 19th, 2021.
And what city and state was that located in?
Bruton, East Bruton, Alabama. The company headquarters in Opa-locka, Alabama.
And you said East Bruton?
Yes, sir.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No, sir.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, sir.
And why do you no longer work for the company?
Job completion, laid off.
So you completed the
Bridge, yes, sir.
Okay. Position eliminated. All right. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, sir. I
All right. Do you
did.
still remember your PIN number from the last time you filed?
No, sir.
All
About
right.
1960.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and reset that for you, okay, just to be on the safe side.
All right.
All right. And do you have pen and paper?
Yes, sir.
All right. So your PIN number is 6062.
Let me find here. Okay. 6062.
6062.
All right.
So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of. In addition, hold on. Maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama career centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Yeah.
And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389.
7389.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. Please make your first weekly certification either by telephone or internet next week, meaning that you'll start doing your weekly certification process this coming Sunday.
This Sunday.
Yes, which is the 21st, I do believe. No, the 20th.
Yeah. Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about your please contact our inquiry department at 1-800-361-4524. Mr. Benfield, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right. Thank you, sir.